what's good?
OMG, man. We are so excited. Thank you so much. Congratulations as well. Welcome to Dubai. Welcome to Redfest DXB. The Chainsmokers, are they ready?
Oh, my God, dude. This is our first show in Dubai ever. This is a big deal for us. So we're very ready.
We can't wait. As soon as we put it... Let me tell you something. When we put Redfest DXB together, we have some of the best artists from around the world come together. We always throw it out to the audience, to the listeners, to say, who do you guys want us to bring to the UAE, to Dubai, to the biggest music festival? And literally thousands of messages came for you guys. Did you know that, I'm not joking, you know that your Middle East fan base, your UAE fan base was so huge?
We hadn't played a show there yet, and I thought it was because no one liked us out there. So this is really great news that we got some fans out there, and we're really excited to come meet them all.
We're so excited to have you here. Let's talk Chainsmokers, the beginnings. What's the story? How did you and Drew get together, and how did the journey of the Chainsmokers start?
Sure. We've been doing this for about like 5.5 years now. I was working actually as a receptionist in New York and DJing around clubs and whatever, and Drew had just graduated college and was like interning at a record label and producing a little bit, and both independently, we didn't know each other yet, but we weren't doing very well. And a mutual friend of ours was like, yo, I think you guys should meet up. I think you guys would hit it off. So we met and, you know, talked about our love for dance music and, you know, just our ambitions and everything. And we really got along and, you know, we started working together the next day and the rest was history.
How hard is it to keep a sane head? I mean, I went to Vegas for the first time in my life about 3 months ago. And I just saw what life is like as a DJ, as a performer. How do you keep that sanity to keep yourselves in line and in check?
Vegas is definitely a wild, wild place. We're pretty chill guys, though. We're down to earth. I mean, we have a great group of friends that keep us in track, and you know, our families always give us a lot of crap if we ever get out of line. So, you know, we love to party and we love to make music. So we kind of we don't want to do anything to jeopardize that. So we're just lucky to be in, you know, to be doing what we love, and we're going to try to keep our heads cool and, you know, keep moving forward.
Some huge songs, man. Teaming up with Coldplay. When you got that call, was that a goosebump moment? Was that a like what is going on here?
Yeah, that was a drop everything and let's go meet Chris Martin type thing. I mean, he's one of the most incredible people we've ever met. He's become a mentor of ours, and you know, I think the crazy moment was when he kind of stepped in the room for the first time. It's like, you hear it is happening, but like a lot of times things get canceled and people don't show up or whatever. And when he came through that door in the studio the first time, it was like, we were both completely starstruck. I mean, he's one of our biggest inspirations, and that was amazing.
Man, we can't wait. Performing day one at Virgin Radio's Redfest DXB, February 8th and 9th. Lock him in right now. The Chainsmokers. Woo! You do not want to miss the show. We want to get into one of your singles right now. We want to play Closer. You team up with Halsey on this one. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of our, one of the biggest songs of our career, and a really special song to us. We actually wrote this song in the back of a tour bus on our first tour we ever did around America, and it's the first song Drew's ever sang on. So it was, you know, it's a very big song for us, and Halsey really compliments this track, you know, joining Drew with the duet, and, you know, it's a relatable song, you know what I mean? It's kind of an apathetic love song in the sense that, you know, we talk about things that kind of are uncommon, but really visceral.